that for instance, even the blacks, when I was a kid, when they would differentiate that between people, said, no, he's a color gentleman.
Uh-huh.
You know, they would not say Negro or anything like that. Now, there was an interesting thing that Julia, it's a funny thing that a black person could always call himself or any other black a nigger as a term of endearment.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting that, incidentally, Claude Brown has an excellent essay on that called The Language of Soul, that he calls nigger about the most soulful word in the English language, but then a white cannot use it and use it in a complimentary way.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me when 1954, now again, that I was never raised in a bigoted manner in my family. They have certain social sanctions against socializing with blacks.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, they realize that their children generation do not have those same sanctions. But then I can remember around about 1954 when Brown versus the Board of Education case was causing such controversy here in the South. Julia, we've talked about Julia often, rattling a newspaper in the kitchen and munching it up and slamming it down again. She said, Lord, Mr. Brady, all I can say is all them Negroes are going to cause a lot of trouble for us poor niggas. So she made a distinction.
Negro, I guess, would be a northern term or an imported term.
What?
Negro, would that be, with that pronunciation, that would be kind of an imported or northern term?
I really don't know, because it's, of course, a term that I knew as a child. We just thought that it was more polite, and black people seem to prefer to be referred to as colored folk, the colored gentlemen and women.
Uh-huh.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is very interesting is back in the 40s, I think, that I've forgotten exactly the way it went, but then you would never say a colored lady. It'll be always a colored woman.
Uh-huh.
And because of that, you would never speak of someone, a white person, whom you admired as a white woman.
Uh-huh.
It's very strange, so that the prejudices crept in very subtle ways into the language.
That's interesting, yeah. What about black terms for white people?
Honky.
Honky.
Uh-huh.
That's relatively recent.
Yeah.
Other recent terms like that you know?
Yeah, but I can't think of them offhand. But
what about older ones? Older terms? Maybe black people might have used when white people weren't listening. Did you ever know about anything like that?
I'm sure I did, but I can't think of any. Could you...
Like peckerwood or pecker or any of those? You ever hear that used around this part of the country? Buckra?
What was that last name?
Buckra.
Both of these sound familiar, but I can't latch on to them anyway.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. They might be more literary or, something than actually what you might have known. What about...
I remember Julia saying to me sometimes when I wouldn't move quick enough or when I was having a hard time getting out of bed to go to school, she said, you is the laziest white folks I know.
And she would say that singular. To refer to you specifically.
No, she would kind of mean all the children. We all had trouble getting out of bed.
Okay. Let me see. What about a child born of a racially mixed couple?
Several. Of course, depending on...